The measure would establish minimum standards of humane care for puppies. It would apply to breeders who sell more than 50 dogs a year. The plan would also entitle consumers who buy sick dogs unknowingly to exchange them for new dogs or refunds along with veterinary expenses. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Christine Sinecki is one of the sponsors. She says she used to manage a pet store where the owner would buy puppies for cheap, no matter how sick they were or how they'd been raised.
I don't know how many times I had to take sick puppies home because she was getting these puppies from unscrupulous breeders.
Sinecki says the aim of her legislation is to crack down on so-called puppy mills, those large-scale breeders that raise dogs under poor conditions with only profit in mind. And while many dog lovers back the idea, others say the plan needs to improve or be dumped altogether. Joyce Ellenbecker considers herself a hobby breeder. She says you can't always tell that a dog is poised to get sick when it's young, and she thinks forcing her to potentially pay refunds and vet bills is overbearing.
Why are you penalizing us people that have our nice dog that we've had for years? I just don't understand it.
Mary Ann Riggs works with the Washington County Humane Society. She says the proposal is too weak because it does not provide any funding or guarantees that state regulators will enforce these new standards.
It allows protection for the consumer, but for the suffering that these animals go through, there are really no provisions.
Sponsors say it's premature to try and go after breeders, since at this point they're unregulated and nobody knows how many there are in Wisconsin. Members of both parties are backing the plan and say they want to pass it this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.